Hi all, it's Holly here. So this boo I want to do on why in life at points it is really, really important that you just stop. We get kind of it rammed down our throats, certainly in the Western world, that being busy is, you know, is the most important thing. You're all, you know, everybody's busy, everybody's doing something, filling their minds all of the time. And at points in life, you can get overwhelmed by just being busy. And busy can be, maybe you've got a full-time job, maybe you run your own business, maybe you're a mom or a dad, maybe you have outside hobbies, maybe you run some clubs, or you teach something, or whatever it is, you're constantly, constantly on the go. And even more so because we have all this social media, we have our tech, our phones, our iPads, our laptops, our computers, instant messaging, instant. It's constant. It's a constant stream of information. And it is important that if you want to be successful and you want to be good at the rest of your life, being a good mom, a good wife, a good husband, a good father, that there are times when you need to just stop and put everything down and get back to basics. Now, I personally am in that position right now, and I have had to stop. I love my life. I love what I do. I love the fact that I have a very varied life, a very good lifestyle. And over my life, I've worked hard. I've tried to work smart as much as possible, but I've definitely worked hard too. And it has created me that time. It has allowed me to stop too. It's super important that we do this and we check in with ourselves and we make sure that we are okay. Especially if you work in a caring role, or you are a parent, or your work requires you to help other people. If you are that way inclined in general, often you will do this because you really want to and you really push to help as many people as possible, but you can also take on people's energies. You can feel overwhelmed by it all if you don't take moments to just reboot, just rejuvenate yourself, take some time out and just work out what it is that you like. Now, I am on that personal journey at the moment and I'm really enjoying this time to stop. I've actually really enjoyed it. And the good thing about doing this is that it allows you to reconnect with new things. It allows you to reconnect with things that maybe you've put on the back burner and you haven't been doing as much of. Things that allow you to wind down, to de-stress, to relax. All of these things are so important to you being successful and, you know, a good, full, rounded person. We often don't do this stuff, not because we're too busy, but actually because we just don't allow it that time, because we don't see it as important. We don't think it's important because we feel a bit guilty about stopping, about not filling our time with something. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with just doing nothing. Just sitting down, just having a moment. Those of you who follow me on social media will know that I am a big advocate of meditation, of taking time out, and in all honesty, I haven't been doing that enough, and that has meant that I have had to take some time to do this. And actually, even in the short space of time that I've done this, I felt so much better, and it's reminded me just how important it is. If you're feeling busy right now, then it's definitely super important that you stop what you're doing and you take some time out, whether you meditate or you do some exercise, you go for a run. The busier you are, the more time you need to stop and do nothing. Sounds crazy, right? But it's not. Because when you get your mind right, then you'll be full. You can go full out when you're better, when you're at a point where you feel rebooted. It's like, you know, like charging your phone for a bit. We need to do that as people as well. And we forget that because we feel guilty because people rely on us, or, you know, we feel we should be busy. You know, something I read somewhere recently and it said, stop the glorification of busy. And I think that's true. we think we're all valid if we're running about like headless chickens, and I am absolutely guilty of doing that and filling my life with lots and lots of stuff and taking on everything. And I have realized the importance of reconnecting. So what I want you to do this week, if you're feeling that you too are that headless chicken and you're running around, I firstly want you to recognize that and go, oops, you know, I've maybe filled up my life so much that I've left no space to ever have downtime. Then I want you to stop feeling guilty about the fact that we are now going to ask you to stop, and then you're going to stop. You're going to stop. You're going to make anything that you've booked out, you're going to say, I need some time, I need to step back, I need to stop, and you're going to reconnect with yourself. And I want you to write down some things. I want you, first of all, to write down 10 things that you like doing. 10 things that you enjoy doing. Don't have to be massive. They could be, or they could be small things. It could be, I love having a cup of tea and reading a favourite magazine. It doesn't have to be massive. And then I want you to find space in the next few weeks to do those things, to make those things a priority. And you might feel guilty about that, because this is going to be time for you, nobody else. This has to be time where you get time to just do the things that make you who you are. And I also want you to write down what those things are. What makes you you? What are the characteristics? I asked my husband how he would describe me, and he said chaotic. And I think it's quite true. And I don't think it necessarily is a negative thing, but I am a chaotic mess at times in the most positive way, but that's okay. And it's, you know, it's fun to ask other people what they think how they would describe you too. But I want you to write down what makes you you. What are the things, how do you define yourself? What things do you, you know, define yourself? I've seen people write down vegetarian, anti, exercise, whatever it is. What defines you? What makes you feel that all of these components, what are they? What make you you? And then I want you to take some time out to do the things that you like. Guilt-free, take time out, have a breather. And I'm going to be sharing some of my journey over the next month or so, and just allowing you into my personal journey of just rebooting, of just plugging in the charger and getting back to what I need to, getting back to basics, getting back to family, getting back to whatever it is that I want to be and do and all those good things. And I will share it with you. So you can follow me across all social media, although right now in this moment I won't be across all of them. However, I am on Instagram at HollyMatthews84, on Facebook Holly Matthews Success Coach, on Twitter Holly Matthews, obviously on Audioboom. I'm also on YouTube and Vimeo and probably everything else, something else as well. But until that time, get in touch with me. Let me know your journey. I have put a 30-day happiness challenge on Facebook. So if you find my business page on Facebook, you can find my happiness challenge. It's a 30-day challenge, which you're welcome to join the group. And people are just sharing in there their journeys as well. So come and join us, and let's get back to feeling the best that we can be.